My name is Grace. I am 17 years old. Today is November 15th, and I'm speaking with Allie, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Midlothian, Virginia. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Oh, boy. I really hope this kid can hear me. Okay. So, two people that have been, had a big impact on my life.
One or two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll do one for now. My grandma has had a huge impact on my life. She moved over here in 2013, I think. And, like, we've always been close, but, like, our relationship grew a lot when she moved here, because she lived in California. So, like, we used to visit her, like, once a year, but I didn't really get to do much with her. And now that she's been over here, like, she taught me how to drive. Like, we hang out. Like, I got grounded for a really long time when I was, I think it was a sophomore, and I literally, like, lived with her for those 3 weeks because I couldn't see my friends, so she was just my best friend for that period of time. And, like, she and I are, like, much closer than my parents are just because, like, she has more realistic expectations for me than they do, and she understands what I want because my parents are more of, like, what they want from me, I guess. And, like, she respects me as a human being, and she understands, it goes into a lot more, but yeah. All in all, her and I are like mirror images of each other, and I love her. She's great.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while growing up, or I guess has had, because
it's so impressive. Oh boy.
Who's an adult? I mean, it can be negative or positive, I guess.
A big impact on my life. Who's taught me something? My vet science teacher last year, she was...
Who?
Miss Disman, Michaela Disman. She's wonderful. Absolutely excellent. I cannot, like, say enough about her. She taught us so much in that class. We were only in there for a year. It was dual enrollment vet science, and, like, I want to be a large animal vet, and that's what we mainly focused on in that class, and she taught us the no, quote-unquote, cow manure way of doing things, I guess. Like, she's just very honest with people, and, like, she didn't take your excuses. So, like, if you didn't have an assignment, you didn't have that assignment. Like, and that really helped me, because before I took her class, I hadn't really taken a lot of APs and stuff like that. And she taught us hard work. We always had to clean our classroom at the end of each day. Like, we mopped the floors. We had kitten duties where we had to clean up. Like, we learned a lot of responsibility in that class. And not only that, but we learned how to do public speaking. And, I mean, I had done public speaking before I was in her class. Like, as a child, my mom made me take drama kids, which I'll get into later. But we did a lot of, like, we made our own presentations. Like, we would section kids off and then read a chapter in each of our, like, group people. Mm-hmm. We would make a presentation on it. And instead of her teaching the class, we would teach the class. And it was so cool because we made, like, interactive games so that we would all learn it and do well on the tests. And that was so helpful because it taught us teamwork, and, like, she just taught us a lot of stuff, and she's really great.
Wow. Like, well, I saw this question lost in your life as far... I mean, it can be, like, not necessarily death. Like, you've just, like, grown apart from someone. So, like, of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss? Like, have you grown apart from anyone, or just stopped being friends with someone for, like, not even, like, a particular reason?
Oh, when I was in my sophomore year, I've had this group of friends since, like, the beginning of middle school, and, like, they were great, and we got along really well. We'd grown up together. Like, one of the girls I had known since I was, like, 5. We'd been in kindergarten together and grown up through that, and that group of friends, we ended up having some difficulties, I guess, just growing up. Like, things happen, and, like, we grew apart from each other for a while, and it kind of sucked because, like, I only had a couple of friends after that because I had hung out with them, and we'd kind of just, like, been just in that group of friends, and we didn't really, like, venture out of that group of friends, and it was hard because, like, even coming into this school year, like, I only had a couple friends. My best friend moved to Amelia County, so, like, I didn't really have anybody coming into the school year, I had fully prepared myself to come into this school year just, like, with no friends at all. And it kind of sucked because, like, I didn't get to do as much stuff because, like, my best friend and I, we do a lot of stuff, but we're more secluded and we, like, she lives down in the country and, like, we just do stuff with our horses. We don't really go out and, like, do stuff that, like, my other group of friends and I did. And, like, on the first day of school, they actually came in and they, like, walked past the classroom I was sitting in and, like, walked past it again. And I was like, man, like, I really miss them. Like, yeah. I wish we wouldn't have grown apart so much. And they ended up coming in and, like, hugging me and apologizing. And I literally started crying. Like, it was, I guess that's, like, less of a loss. It was, like, a loss for a while and then a gain. But, like, it really, it was hard for me to go through that. But I had to learn a lot about being by myself, which helped me a good deal because now I don't need to have friends. Yeah. I can choose to have good friends, and if they're not good friends, I can deal with my life on my own.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Oh boy. I think one of my happiest memories was when I met my horse for the first time. His name is Manny. He is wonderful. He came over here from Germany in 2007, and he was shown, like, all up and down the East Coast, and he actually went all the way to Oregon one time for nationals and stuff, and he ended up being retired after that because he had an injury in his leg, and he was bought by the lady that owns him, well, owned him before I did, and she brought him to this barn that I was at with my trainer, and, like, before that, I had never really had, like, a bond with a horse. I'd taken lessons my whole life and stuff, and I had always admired him in the barn because he was this big, beautiful horse, and, like, I used to ride, like, small ponies because I'm not a huge human being, and he was just so, like, majestic, I guess you could say, even though that's just, like, such a
what
weird
color?
Word. He's, like, a chocolate brown color, but he has a black mane and tail, and he has, like, a white blaze down his face, and we say it looks like he had an ice cream cone smashed in the middle of his forehead, and it dripped down his face. It's really cute, and he has, like, white little socks, but he's just, he's so big, it just makes him look like he's just so, especially when he moves. I can't really explain it, but, like, anyway, I went to the barn one day, and my trainer was like, because she tells us in the beginning of, like, when we get there, who we're going to be riding that day, like, for our lesson, and she told me I was riding Manny, and I literally started, I got so emotional about it, like, I get emotional thinking about it, and he just, that was probably one of the happiest memories of my life, because I got on him, and, like, right away, like, even taking him out of his stall and just, like, brushing him, like, I just felt, like, a closeness with him, I guess, and he, it was just, it was really, it's, like, the happiest memory I probably have. Yeah.
Wow. Adorable. Do you have any regrets?
Oh, God. Regrets. In my life? Probably. My biggest regret is probably the way I live my life freshman year. And a little bit into sophomore year because I kind of strayed from the person that I was in middle school. Not, I wasn't necessarily a bad person. I just got into some trouble and I didn't, not that I was in trouble, but more along the lines of, like, I was doing stuff that I wasn't supposed to, and even though that I didn't get caught, it definitely took me away from what I should have been focusing on, which was my grades and, like, stuff that was more important than the things that I was doing at the time, let's just say that, and that's one of my biggest regrets because my GPA, especially after my sophomore year, plummeted, and it was so bad, and I think if I would have focused a little bit more my freshman year, I would have been better off in my sophomore year, just, like, learning-wise, like, taking notes, studying for tests, and having that kind of concentration that I lacked because I slacked so much my freshman year, but, yeah.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up around here. I live literally down the street.
Have you lived in the same house? Wow.
My whole life. My childhood was great because, like, I grew up with the same kids in my neighborhood. They lived there, all those kids probably, until I was out of middle school. So, wow. Like, I was with them for a great deal of time. Like, we are different age ranges. Like, I talked about that one friend earlier. Mm-hmm. She lives on my street. And then I have a couple of other friends that are my age that live on the street, too. But then I have, like, one that's a sophomore in college this year. But, like, we grew up together, and they were my neighbors, and we would always play together. We used to, there was this one thing we used to, I literally wish I could go back in time and, like, remember this game. Because, like, we used to play Indians.
Uh-huh.
And my dad has, like, all of this stuff in our shed in the backyard. We have, like, wooden stakes that are, like, this tall. Mm-hmm. So we would, like, make teepees because he had tarps, too. We would literally, like, wrap the tarp around the, like, wooden stakes and literally make a teepee. And we would pack a backpack full of, like, cookies and sandwiches and stuff and, like, bring blankets out there. And we would live out there for, like, the entire day. And we would make, like, soup and stuff out of berries. One time I actually ended up going to the ER because I ate some of those berries, which I was not supposed to because they were bird, like, holly berries.
Yeah.
Which are poisonous to people, I found out. the hard way.
Did you start, like, having a reaction?
Yeah. I started, like, projectile vomiting everywhere. And my mom was like, this is not okay. We might want to take you. And she was like, she asked Claire, which was my neighbor, she's like, what happened to Allie? Like, why is she throwing up? And she was like, she ate some of our soup.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, well, I couldn't really talk at the time because I was throwing up everywhere. But I was panicking. But it was good soup. I mean, I was really proud of our soup. We went around in the forest because, like, my backyard backs up to these wetlands. It's, like, a reserve for this area. Like, it can't be built on. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's... kids used to play paintball back there. Mm-hmm. Like, there's old washing machines and stuff in the woods. There's actually an old well back there. We think there used to be an old house, like, way before, like, all this was built.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a well, and then there's, like, remnants. There's an old tractor back there, and, like, we found a whole tea set. It was really neat. Yeah. And you could tell that it, like, wasn't brought back there from the boys, like, that were playing back there. It was just really neat. And you have to go pretty far back there to find it. But it's, like, that was basically my entire childhood, was exploring all of that. But yeah.
Did you have a nickname? How did you get it? Or do you have a nickname?
Allie is actually my nickname. Because my real name is Alyssa. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's about the only nickname that I have.
Tell me about your siblings. Do you have siblings?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I have a sibling. Her name is Olivia.
Uh-huh.
Everybody says she's my mini-me, which I guess that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I don't think we're anything alike, but except for the way we look. We look the exact same. She just has dark brown hair and dark brown eyes.
You close with her?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. We're just very different people. I mean, we're like any siblings. We fight a lot, but, like, we also are really close, and, like, she's not the type of sibling that, like, snitches on me, or, like, we're more friends. Like, I teach her. I'm actually teaching her how to drive, which is an interesting experience. It's quite terrifying, actually. But we're making it through. We haven't gotten a car accident yet.
Yes.
Yet is the key word there. But, yeah, she's great.
What is something you are passionate about?
Can you guess?
Your horses?
Yes, you're right. Oh, my gosh. I'm passionate about, well, all animals, technically, but horses are definitely my favorite by far. Mm-hmm. I love them. I've grown up around them. They've made me into the person that I am, which I know sounds weird, but, like, you can just tell in certain aspects of my personality, like, horses are very calm and collected unless something crazy happens, and then they freak out, which is very much like me.
Yeah.
They're just great, and, like, the way that they forgive people, it's taught me a lot being around them, just the way that they are and the way they respond to things around them. And I also teach riding lessons, which is a great thing that I'm very passionate about because I love teaching people, especially kids, and having them be around the horses the way that I was when I was little, because it's a great foundation for them to have because it teaches them responsibility and just... how to have fun and not be on their phones and be outside, which is so huge, especially in this day, because you go around and you see kids, like, on their phones. And, but, yeah, that's probably what I'm most passionate about. And also animals, because, like, I have
just a foster. Like,
I foster for an organization called Happy.
Oh.
happy dogs.
Happy dogs.
Because they're happy, because they're with me, obviously. Aww. No, but it's a great organization. We've helped out probably like 30 dogs in the past couple of months, just like rehoming. We take them out of like Chesterfield Humane Society. Mm-hmm. We go in there and we will like physically like take dogs out of there and place them in foster homes so that they don't have to be in the shelter, because like animals, when they are in an environment like that, their true personality is kind of like masked, I guess. So it's harder for them to find a home. Like there's a pit bull that we took out of there. Actually, her name was Kimber, I think, and she had severe cage anxiety. So if you approached her cage in the kennel, she would literally look like she was going to bite your head off and kill you. But the second you open the door and let her out, perfectly fine. Like she'll come up to you and lick your face. But that prevented her from being adopted. And so we took her out of that situation, and she found a home within like a couple of weeks. It's just like stuff like that that I don't know, I really like to help things that can't help themselves, so yeah.
Well, looks like we're about done, so